meet the real me. And my misfits wave life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20, but looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story. Talk me, gotcha.
Feeling paranoid to an enemy of phosphorin. Anxiety's attacking me. My air is getting thin. I'm in trouble for things I haven't got to yet. I'm jumping.
Hey everybody, welcome back once again. You're here, we're here, it's fun. Yay!
Alright!
Well, let's go, boss!
Say that again.
Well, let's go, boss!
Yeah!
So we're going to start off with some news. This is the second time we've attempted to record a beginning. For the first time, I wasn't happy with the levels. As we all know, I'm anal retentive. I retain things in my anus. So I like to keep my car keys. So we found a use for Twitter, an actual real-world use for Twitter. Apparently a desperate man who was stuck in an electronics store on the second story in Japan was out of toilet paper. So, him being the resourceful gentleman that he is, tweeted multiple times.
He pulled out his computer in the
Pulled out his phone.
His phone.
And said, please, please, bring me toilet paper. I am at this address.
In the toilet.
Yes, I'm stuck in here with no toilet paper. My ass is grody. Please help me out.
No kidding.
Says, what is this? Nakia Tai? T-I? N-A-I-K-A underscore T-E-I. Is a Twitter user and anime song DJ in Tokyo. Last week, he found himself stranded in the third floor. My bad, it wasn't the second story. It was the third story. Third floor toilet of electronics store in... I'm not even going to try to pronounce that fucking city in Japan. Akaihababa. Habira. With a soiled ass and no toilet paper. So he sent out this tweet. Urgently needed toilet paper in the third floor toilet of Akiba Yoshiyodobashi. 5 minutes later, he sent out another desperate tweet. 18 minutes later, he sends another tweet saying, toilet paper has arrived safely. Thank you very much. Yeah. Instead of, like, help, help, somebody bring me some toilet paper.
18 minutes later, you think it would be dried up and crusty.
You could just scrape it off.
Yeah. Bring some sandpaper and some...
Rub your ass cheeks together and it'll just fall off on its own. Hey, but what if he's got a really hairy butthole like mine?
A shaver.
You just get shit dreads, and you're stuck with shit dreads hanging off your ass all day?
Those are called dingle balls. Dingleberries?
Dingleberries. Yeah. Klingons. Yes. And also in other news, we're going to go from funny to funny but sad to completely fucking sad. Okay, that's the progression of the news today. Okay. So we did funny. We did man tweets that he needs toilet paper. Now we're going to move on to a Colorado man is convicted of shooting himself in the groin.
Yeah, that happens.
Where the hell did the news story go? Oh, there it is. Breckenridge, Colorado. A Colorado man who claimed he was trying to defend himself from a mugger when he shot himself in the groin has been convicted of illegal discharge of a firearm.
Oh, he got in trouble. He was getting robbed, and he got in trouble.
He says he was getting robbed. Well, how do you accidentally shoot yourself in the fucking ball sack when you're getting mugged?
Remember that
to fend off a robber? You're just like, I swear to God, I'll fucking do it. I'll blow my nuts off. Stay away. I'm fucking crazy. I mean, I guess that would work. I swear, don't come near me. I'll blow my fucking balls off. I will. There was no evidence to substantiate David Leroy Blurton's self-defense claim, and jurors convicted the 50-year-old Wednesday. The shooting happened in a parking lot of a grocery store in Dillon, Colorado on May 9th in 2009. Wow, this is old news. Prosecutors say Blurton had been drinking. Nice. Nice.
Drinking with the gun.
Yes.
What state was that in?
Colorado.
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High.
Do they sell guns in the liquor store there, too?
And they both have a drive-thru. jurors also convicted Blurton of prohibited use of a weapon and drunk with a gun. and reckless endangerment of his Johnson. No, wait, just reckless endangerment. Prosecutors said they will request that Blurton be sentenced to probation. Blurton maintained that someone hit him in the back of the head and he was trying to defend himself by shooting himself in the crotch.
Well,
that's what they teach in self-defense class. No! Stay away! I don't know you! Then you shoot yourself in the crotch.
At last resort.
Blow your rape whistle, then blow your own crotch off, because they won't want to rape you if your junk's all fucked up. Then again, if it's a dude, shouldn't he shot himself in the butthole?
Did you hear about that one dude that shot himself? Now, what was he? He cut himself as he was handing the money over to a robber. Didn't we do a story about that?
No.
And he got the money all bloody, so he thought the guy wouldn't take the money, and he didn't.
Really?
It was all bloody. The money was all bloody.
Oh, he fucking cut his... He's like, here, you want money? Fine, motherfucker. Ugh. And he cut himself. Bled all over the money. Here, have some money and some free AIDS, you fuck. I give away AIDS for free. You're going to mug me, you're going to get it all. And then we go to sad, sad, disturbing news. There's going to be some bumping and some grinding.
Pretty
not
sad.
That kind of bumping and grinding, like microphone bumping and grinding.
Pretty sad.
Not like R. Kelly bumping and grinding. I'm trying to move the microphone here. Hold on a sec.
It's pretty sad when you run out of toilet paper.
He got a tweet.
It's pretty sad when you shoot your balls.
Lawmaker says disabled kids are God's punishment. Just let that sink in a sec. A Virginia lawmaker says that disabled children are God's punishment. So apparently my mom did something fucked up. Wow. In Richmond. Is it West Virginia? Virginia? I think it's West Virginia. Yeah, VA. Richmond, Virginia. Western Prince William D.L. Bob Marshall, R13th. Said disabled children. Why am I reading it like I'm a fucking pastor on the radio? And God said, let there be light. And there was. And it was good. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, act 15, God takes his stage cue. No, wait. No, that's not it. Okay. Let me see. It says disabled children are God's punishment to women who have aborted their first pregnancy. He made the statement last Thursday at a press conference to oppose state funding for Planned Parenthood. And every time somebody says Planned Parenthood, I keep thinking they say Planet Parenthood, and it's like some cool place to go, like Planet Hollywood, where you can go hang out and mingle, but it's not. It's just a cool place to pick up loose chicks. That was fucked up. The number of children who are born subsequent to a first abortion with handicaps has increased dramatically. Why? Because when you abort the firstborn of any... Nature takes its vengeance on subsequent children, said Marshall, a Republican. And he would know about taking his vengeance on the children. In the Old Testament, the firstborn of every being, animal and man, was dedicated to the Lord. Lord, this one goes out to you. Wow, I just threw myself off there. Just picturing somebody offering up a baby on the fucking late night DJ. Lord, this one goes out to you. His name's Samuel. Please take him, because I can't afford this fucker. Okay, in the Old Testament, firstborn, dedicated to the Lord. There's a special punishment Christians would suggest. Marshall was among more than 20 people, mostly Christian pastors and clergy, who gathered for the press conference in the General Assembly building. They called on Virginia officials to eliminate state funding for Planned Parenthood because the organization provides abortions. We are gathered this afternoon to draw attention to the unethical, immoral, and racist practices of the largest abortion provider in America. Racist? Okay. Says Dean Nelson, executive director of the Network of Politically Active Christians. PAC. NPAC. Delegate Brenda Pogue, Republican Williamsburg, has joined Marshall in co-sponsoring a budget amendment to eliminate state funding for Planned Parenthood. I think that the reason it's gone on so long is that most people don't have a clue what's being paid for by the taxpayer dollars, Pogue said. Press conference was held in a group in Virginia, blah, 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 reading, blah, 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 blah. bored now. Okay. Anyway, so the gist of that story, I didn't realize that article was in it. Still, I'm still scrolling. Holy crap, sickles. Jesus, reading, bored now. Abortion, blah, blah. Okay, so basically what this guy says is if you have a retarded kid, it's because you aborted your first kid, and you fucking God's punishing you because that was his baby. That's my baby.
The first.
Yes, because all firstborn of anything are dedicated to God. This one goes out to you, God. Please take this fucker. Isn't that some fucked up shit? Your kid's retarded because you had an abortion. I didn't have a fucking abortion. What are you talking about? Oh, you didn't? Well.
Sorry.
I guess. You did something else to piss off God. That's why you got a fucking
some
retarded
miscalculation.
Kid. Sorry about that. My bad.
Spend the rest of your life taking care of your kids and putting them on short bars.
No shit. But yeah, dude, I just find that just pretty much par for the course. Pop it. Pop, 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 pop. I'm all over the place today. I don't have my monster. I'm sorry. I don't have any because my dealer was out. I'm so fucking angry. At Costco, I buy a flat of Monster because it's cheaper every 2 weeks, and the motherfuckers were out.
I actually drove by a house over on the reservation where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Reservation. So, and there's this big, huge, these guys are rich, and there's a light, and there's a green light. I couldn't tell what it was. They were fluorescent, and I kept looking at it as I got closer and closer, and I was like, I recognize that. It's a fluorescent Monster, some three little... I mean, they were huge. You know, three
really?
Scratches of Monster in fluorescent.
The Monster logo?
Yeah, in someone's window. It took up the whole window. It was really cool, but I mean, only a rich person can afford something.
Or some rich person's shithead kid.
Tweakers. Tweakers, whatever. Hey, look, there's Yoda.
Yes, I found that when I cleaned the office. I take my glasses off. A little more perk. Wow, I can't see shit. Holy crap.
It's like you ever mow your lawn and find a car?
No, I've never mowed my lawn.
But
I've
you cleaned your office and found a Yoda.
Yeah.
You know you're a redneck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now we're stealing other people's shitty taglines. We can't even come up with our own.
Yoda? I don't think that one's ever been taken.
Another redneck one.
Clean your office and find a Yoda.
Yeah, but Jesus said, you know you're a redneck.
You know you're a mailroom employee. Oh, now we went too far.
Oh, yeah. No. The internet Gestapo might be watching us still. We're still under scrutiny. We're under investigation for indecency and fucked-up-itness. Fucked-up-itness. Is that a word? You know, we're probably funnier if you're stoned. So if you want to go ahead and pause and then come back when you're really fucking shit-faced, that might help this a little bit on our part. Then we could be trying less and you could be laughing more.
Or drink. Drink's good.
Yeah, just get shit, hit pause, get shit face hammered, and then come back.
All you do is hear the word shit, this fucking cock, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Or fart.
Just fucking, we'll just make noises, and I bet you $5 they'll fucking laugh.
Okay.
Just fucking 10 minutes of us going.
What if we get drunk? Didn't you say there was a podcast of a couple of guys that like to drink?
Oh, it was a Whiskey Power podcast.
Whiskey Power.
What they do is, it's a neat premise, but I don't think I could do it. Every 10 minutes, they take a shot.
Have you listened to it? Is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny as anything, I guess.
They like falling over and stuff breaking in the background.
No, they're not like fucking like knocked down drunk. They start to, you little bastard. I don't like the fact that you've been fucking my girlfriend. What? I haven't been fucking your girlfriend. You've been fucking my girlfriend. What? But I'm dating your sister. Never. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't have my daily dose of drugs. Apparently, it just throws me all off. I'm all kinds of not fucking funny. And
women may not operate a motor vehicle while dressed in a robe.
What?
Yeah, it's a California law. I just thought I'd throw that in. Let everybody know in case.
Does it say women?
Women may not operate a motor vehicle while dressed in a robe.
But men can.
Sure, men can do anything.
Wow, now we're just looking for a fight. Holy crap, we're going to get
this
some...
It's a law, I didn't make it up.
Feminazis fucking calling us. Nobody really uses that term anymore. Have you ever noticed that? Nobody says feminazi. I miss feminazis. Yeah, so I think I'm just going to sit here for a while, scratch my nuts. I'm bored.
Feminazi.
Sorry,
women
I
don't have nuts, so...
I yeah, that was generally based. Fuck it. Mental note, edit that part out at 10 minutes, 15 seconds. I don't even know. I don't have that fucking clock. No, so I tried a little fucking social experiment yesterday while I was grocery shopping.
Experiments?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
And most people aren't going to, that know me, aren't going to believe that I tried this, but I swear to God I did. My wife and I were grocery shopping, okay? And I have a bad habit of talking.
Out loud.
Constantly. At all times.
Out loud.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I didn't say thinking, I said talking. So, of course, it's out loud. But, and I really wanted to not piss her off so I could go home and ride the ride, if you catch my meaning. So I tried a little social experiment because I know that... my talking leads to wife pissed off. So me being, you know, a little bit smarter than the average bear thought, well, if I don't talk, then I can't piss her off. And I might get some fun. Oh, so I didn't talk for like an hour.
Was that the experiment?
Yeah.
You're experimenting with your wife.
Was not talking. Yeah. Let's see what happens. I didn't talk for an hour and a half.
And she beat your ass and said you were thinking about some other...
No. It made us both really uncomfortable. There's just something not right with a world in which I don't just constantly fucking yammer.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if I don't constantly talk, there just feels like there's something not right with the universe. I don't know what it is about my pie hole constantly spewing shit that just keeps everything in balance, but I was quiet for a fucking hour and a half walking around the store, and it was the most unfucking comfortable hour.
It really does make us all uncomfortable around here when you don't speak or say anything.
Yeah, I just...
we talk to each other going, wow, she's pissed off.
Fucking... something's not right with the universe. Mike isn't talking. That incessant buzzing isn't constantly in my ear. Why? 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 What's going on? Is he going to kill us all? Why is Mike being quiet? Does he have a gun?
Yes, those have came up. You got a gun?
Really? Do you think I'm going to go all fucking Columbine and shit?
The last time someone goes, you ran out to his car real fast. When you ran to his car, Jesus Christ, did you get a gun?
Way to instill confidence in people.
I was just standing at the door now staring at me. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's a funny experiment.
Yeah, no, I don't... and it was, you know what? It was fucking hard for me. I don't know what it is about...
bite your lip.
Yeah, dude, I fucking have to incessantly yammer. I think I might die. Like, I think it's somehow tied to my breathing patterns. Like, if I don't fucking blah, 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 my body might fucking suffocate. That's just how I get air. All
right.
Yeah, and it fucking, when we got home and unloaded the groceries, I asked my wife, I said, is it just me, or is that not the most comfortable experience ever? And she agreed with me, thankfully. And then I haven't shut up since. Because I've got an hour and a half to make up for. So, I was driving home the other day, speaking of Mike incessantly yammering on, and a song came on the radio.
All
right. A song I hadn't heard in quite a long time, and I don't think I really paid that much attention to.
You start dancing again?
No, I was doing that yesterday. Fucking embarrassed the shit out of my wife. Oh,
so you stopped talking, but you started dancing.
No, this was pre-talking. This is pre-experiment. We're driving to the grocery store. And what the fuck was I playing? Oh, I was playing Sugar Pie Buttercup. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. That's what it is. You know that I love you. I started doing one of these things. Can't help myself. Almost wrecked the fucking car. Everybody's staring at me. My wife's doing that fucking sink low, cover her eyes so nobody recognizes her shit. Yeah. No, this is when I was driving home. I fucking started listening to this song, and I never really paid attention to it before. And I'm sure thousands of people out there have, and when I talk about this, everybody's going to go, oh, that's all it knows. Everybody knows that one. I don't give a shit. I'm going to talk about it anyway, because I just noticed.
Okay.
Woo!
Tired.
Yeah.
I'm not used to being up this... it's,
we got here at 10. We usually get here at like 11 or noon. Or no, noon. Excuse or 1. Me. We got here at 11. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But I was driving home, and the song came on, and I fucking was actually... I'm like, oh, this isn't a bad song. I kind of half-assed remember this song, and so I turned it up, and I started listening, and I got confused, and so I started listening closer, and I started laughing so hard that I had to pull my fucking truck over.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had to pull your wiener out. Sorry, I don't know why.
When has somebody ever said the phrase, "I laughed so hard, I just had to pull my wiener out"?
I don't know.
What would make you laugh that hard that you're like, "Oh my god, sorry, that was funny. I'm going to pull my dick out now"? That's how funny that was.
Oh, jeez. Oh, sorry, I got caught up in the second.
Got caught up in the second? What about the first and the third?
It was the funniest 15 seconds of my life.
Oh, when you whipped your wiener out?
A minute ago.
You whipped your wiener out a minute ago? Never mind. Moving on. Anyway, like I said, we're funnier when you're stoned. That way we have to, you know, don't have to try as hard. But so it got me thinking. The reason I was laughing is because this, I know that wasn't what he said. What I heard was not the fucking lyric.
Oh, the lyrics.
Okay, what I heard was not, couldn't be what he fucking said. And I fucking pulled over, stopped laughing as much as I could, and sat there and listened, and kept saying it over and over again. And I was like, what the fuck? That is the lyric. Okay. I went home and looked it up, and no, that wasn't the lyric.
I gotta hear what you thought it was. What'd you think of it?
Fucking, so, well, that prompted me to go on a search of my music collection. And just kind of think back throughout the years of most commonly misunderstood song lyrics. And so I put it out there on the internet for people to send us song lyrics that they've heard that they just went, what the fuck? What did that guy just say? That guy say? I put together kind of a list. I got two from a guy here at work that we work with. One of them was, you remember Brian Setzer?
Mm-hmm.
From the Stray Cats.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did the Stray Cats strut, and then they vanished. And then he came back years later with the Brian Setzer Orchestra, because Big Band made a comeback for like a month and a half, until everybody realized it's just the same shit over and over again. And he did that song, they did that song, Jump, Jive, and Wail. Jump, Jive, then you wail. And I swear to God, it sounds like drunk drive. And then you bail. Drunk driving, then you bail away. Yeah, so that's, I don't know how many I got on the list, but that's a number on the list. And then the next one was given to me by the same guy. Who the fuck was it? Oh, Bananarama. I'm Your Venus. If we remember. It's the new song for that fucking chick women's razor, too. So it's on the fucking TV all the time. You'll be flipping through the channels and you hear, I'm your penis, I'm your... They couldn't enunciate more to make him sound like Venus. Because I swear to God, they're saying penis. Yeah, everybody go out and listen to these songs, but do it while you're drunk. Like I said, it just kind of translates better. So those two were given to me by Gary. It was Brian Setzer's Drunk Drive and Bail and Bananarama's I'm Your Penis. And then online, my friend Jason suggested Johnny Rivers' Secret Asian Man, which is great. I completely forgot about that fucking song. The song is Secret Agent Man, but it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it's Secret Asian Man. Like he's in a trench coat hiding in the background going, shh, nobody know I slant eye. Me lucky rice, nobody know. Shush. You not there.
Might really, even take a break.
That was really take racist.
Take a
lip. My golaya! Golaya!
Which translates to. Hey, boss, it's time to go eat and.
Excuse me, employer here at my workplace. Is it time for us to now take a 30-minute break and then go consume a lunch meal? Which translates to, my golaya! My golaya! Dude, Ben's dying right now.
Secret
I know.
Asian man.
My gola, yeah? Gola now? Te be, yeah? My no goo!
There's always so much.
My no goo! Stuck no goo!
There's always someone standing there going, what did they say to you? And you understood it?
Yeah, I speak.
I work with a bunch of Hmong people, and I've been working with them so long, and they speak like this mixture of English and Hmong, or Laotian. And it's, I don't know, I can just understand them now. They come up and they're just, Mano, good, it's taco, I'm just tapping the bundle. And everybody else is just confused. I'm like, oh, it's no good because the stacker's not putting bundles out on the strapper. Okay, I'll go fix it. But anyway, back to list of most commonly misheard song title or song lyrics. Jimi Hendrix. Purple Haze. Yeah. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Yeah. The actual lyric is, excuse me while I kiss the sky.
I heard he was actually looking at some guy on the side of stage that he really did make out with.
Well, he wasn't singing.
No,
he was just playing the song. That wasn't the sky. I wonder if that was like the first time he ever went to play that song. And like that wasn't the actual lyric. It was supposed to be something completely different. But he was just talking to the audience. You know, he decided to be like, hold on, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go kiss that guy. But he just wouldn't say, fuck it, I'm just going to sing it. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. And he puts his guitar down and walks away. Doing a lot of singing on this one.
Give me $1 million, I'll sing that song too.
Give me $1 million, I'll go kiss that guy.
And I'll make it sound like something else.
Ben suggested The Clash. The actual lyric is, Sharia don't like it. Rock the Casbah. Rock. The Casbah. What's up with the William Shatner poetry reading?
Cash box?
No, it's Casbah. That's what everybody... Lock the cash box. Lock the cash box. The heebs don't like it.
It makes sense. What's a Casbah?
When you lock the cash box, a Casbah, it's like... I don't know. It's like a Middle Eastern bar. And they're rocking it.
Oh, right.
I don't know what it is.
They're not saying lock, they're saying rock.
Yeah, they're saying rock the Casbah. I don't know if it's... Maybe it's like a club. In like fucking
lock
Pakistan.
The cash box.
Lock the cash box. Lock the cash box. The number one most misunderstood lyric and song title of all time, I believe, is Iron Butterfly. I think that's the one that everybody knows. It's Iron Butterfly's Inagata De Vita. Inagata De Vita, honey.
What does that mean?
That's
the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, in the Garden of Eden. Yeah. The actual lyric, the actual song is called In the Garden of Eden. But that guy was shit-faced beyond all meaning of the word shit-faced. Like, he went above and beyond shit-faced. And it came out, In the Garden of Eden. Wow, look at that. Look how big my wave got there on the recording thingy. It's fucking huge.
And what about Robert Palmer?
Robert Palmer?
Addicted to Love.
Oh, Addicted to Spuds?
No.
Or Bud?
Might as well face it, you're a dick with a glove.
Oh, a dick with a glove? Might as well face it, you're a dick with a glove. I can see that one. But no, the one that got me thinking, the one that everybody right now is going, well, what about this one? This, you know, the one you're thinking of right now is more than likely the one that got me going. It's Manfred Mann. Manfred Mann.
Oh, yeah.
And the something motherfucker.
Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, I can never remember the name of his band. It's like Manfred Mann and the Blip 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 Band. And it's Blinded by the Light. And the actual lyric is, blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce. Deuce.
Revved up.
Revved up like a deuce. Another runner in the night. But what I heard, and what everybody else heard, was blinded by the light, ripped up like a douche, another man in the night. Yeah, dude, douche. Over and over again, douche. Listen to that fucking song, okay? I'm probably going to have it on so people can listen to it, okay? Fucking, yeah, dude. He says douche. There, it is not a misheard lyric. That dude is saying douche, because if you listen to the word deuce, revved up like a deuce, yeah, deuce, and then you listen to the word douche, see how they're different there, folks? And he says it with some emphasis, too. He doesn't just say douche, he says revved up like a douche,
Maybe that's what it is, and they had to change the lyrics on the...
On the lyric sheet?
Make it...
Because I'm sorry, there's a big difference between deuce and douche. Shh. Today's episode of the Short Bus was brought to you by the letter P and the number 4. Shh. Yeah, deuce. Douche. Big difference. But no, if you get a chance, listen to that song. Actually, I'll probably have it on here at the end of the podcast when we stop talking and the volume goes back up. And I'll let you listen to it for yourself. Deuce. Douche. Big difference. But I can't think of any more. Oh, what else was there? No, there's one more. I forgot. It's more of a my generation thing. Metallica. Die, die, my darling. The lyric is, don't cry to me, oh baby. What you hear is, don't cry tomato, baby. Fucking James Hetfield.
Tomato.
Don't cry tomato, baby. I came off a little Elvis there. Sorry about that. We're doing a lot of singing in this one. But no, if anybody else has any other suggestions of songs that they know, when they're sitting in the car and they're like, did that fucking guy just say Nerd Burger? What the hell did he just say? Why is he singing about that? Dude, email it to us, mailroommafia@gmail.com. Let us know. I want to know. What the fuck? Misunderstood lyrics.
I bet every group has one.
At least one song where the lead singer was fucking drunk. That's what I want to do. I want to start a band where, like, the band just plays random music. You know what I'm saying? And the lead singer's just shit-faced. And he just comes in, grabs the mic, and just starts fucking talking. You know, the Doors. That's basically what I want. Just like... Let me just go. This will sound like music in the background. That's what I want to start. Just a drunken band that just talks shit.
Yeah, here's one right here. Do Me Like a Lady, Aerosmith.
Oh, Aerosmith? Do Look Like a Lady?
Do Me Like a Lady. It's actually Do Look Like a Lady, but it sounds like Do Me Like a Lady.
Yeah, I can hear that one. I never really liked that song. I still think Manfred Mann takes a fucking cake. Because wrapped up like a douche.
Loving an alligator?
Loving an alligator! Oh, that's not fucking right. My laughs look like a fish skeleton on the recording program. So I also have to talk about the fact that I've offended quite a shitload of people.
Today? Or just today?
Yeah, just today. No, in the last 2 weeks, week and a half, I've offended quite a few people. Because I decided to start a little bit. I don't know where I got the inspiration. Oh, I know what it was. I was sitting at work one day, contemplating the existence of sentient navel lint. When I thought to myself, you know, I don't know if I believe in Jesus or not. Okay, I didn't get it. So that got me prompt. And like, for some reason, when my brain said, you know what, Jesus, I don't think I believe in you. My brain answered me with, what do you mean you don't believe in me? I'm your fucking roommate. And thus my new little bit that I've started putting out there on the blog and on the Facebook stuff is conversations with my roommate Jesus. And holy crap, people got mad. I got quite a few fucking like, that's inappropriate and blasphemous and you're going to burn in hell. Nothing too... Like, nothing hate mailish enough that's worthy of reading and quoting. It was usually just, like, 2 or 3 words of youth talk, and you're horrible, and you're gonna burn in hell. I really wish somebody had crafted a well-written fucking hate mail, but they didn't. Slackers. Nobody even crafts well-written hate mails anymore. They're just like, ew, you're bad. That's so not right. I even offended my wife with that one. And I don't think it's that bad. It's the story of me roommating with Jesus, and Jesus is always trying to teach me little life lessons because I'm a slacker. What's so wrong with that? Isn't that basically what the Bible is? Are you reading What do you?
Funny misheard Eagles songs.
Oh, are we still back on that?
A to Z. Every group you can think of here has songs.
Oh, has songs that are misheard lyrics?
Yeah.
But no,
That's great.
I don't know what everybody, why everybody has a problem with conversations with my roommate Jesus. What, is Jesus too good to be my roommate? Is that what it is?
Pay you in pesos or?
No, not that. Not Jesus. Jesus.
We got a missing poster up here.
No, that's Jose. I don't know. Maybe he'll listen to this while he's on vacation. I don't know. He's on vacation out in Tennessee. He's in Tennessee right now. He's out in squeal like a pig country. I don't know why the fuck he's out in squeal like a pig country, but he's out in squeal like a pig country. Don't forget to tell Jethro that I said happy birthday, Uncle Daddy. If anybody's going to have sex with my sister, it's going to be me, boy. I don't know why the fuck he went out there. But he put up a picture in the back of the door. It's a missing Jose. He's got a picture of a Mexican wearing a sombrero. It's that day without a Mexican. I don't know. I think it was like a movie or some shit. Look it up on the old interwebs there. Go to a Google search and type in day without a Mexican. I think it's like a film or some shit. I don't know. I'm not that culturally diverse. I watch stuff with poop jokes in it. I don't watch stuff that makes me think. Fuck that. I'm looking forward to Iron Man 2, though. I've had a couple people tell me it sucks, but I don't care.
You haven't seen it yet?
Have you seen it?
I can't believe you haven't seen it. No, I plan on going today.
Fucking hey, dude.
Today.
Don't tell me anything, fucking dirty, rotten spoiler.
I will. I'll lie to you about it and tell you.
Fucking lie to me. And then a helicopter showed up with a nuclear missile and some bodies came out. And then, like,
okay.
Tony Stark totally shit out a laser.
Did you see a universe?
The new Stargate Universe episode, yeah.
First, come on, this guy's making out with this other woman. Mm-hmm. He's doing her, and I'm thinking, well, he's already got a girlfriend. Wow, this is like something I would have told Mike to throw him off, but it's really happening. Holy smoke.
Yeah, if anybody can't tell, we've become... type in a day without a Mexican. I don't think it's a week. I think he just put that on there. But type in a day without a Mexican. Because I think it's along that same premise that they did at a day without a gay.
Yeah, it's a day without a Mexican.
Yeah, they did that where they told all the gay people to go to work. You're going to see what it's like when we're not around to give you fashion advice and throw seething witticisms around the office. That's hard to say with a lisp. I kind of sound like Cobra Commander. So is it a movie or some shit?
Yes, it is.
It is a movie.
Yes, it is. 2004.
Wow, behind the times. Look at me. So what is it about? Just like all the Jose's like go on strike?
One day, California wakes up, and not a single Latino is left in the state. They have all inexplicably disappeared. Chaos, tragedy, and comedy quickly ensue.
It sounds like an Aryan Nation wet dream. Until they realize that they have to go out and do all the shitty jobs themselves.
That's what it's going
to be. And then they're quickly like, well, where are the Mexicans? Because I don't want to do this. That's what I hate, man. Everybody's like, you fucking immigrants are bad. We don't want immigrants. Like, fuck you. You going to go out and grow your own groceries there, fucking Spartacus? I don't know why I said Spartacus. I'm just going to go with that name. Just popped into my head. But, yeah, I don't see anybody, any of the fucking white boys lining up for the farm labor jobs. They all want to go to college, and they want to be famous. They don't have time to do manual labor. Well, somebody's got to motherfucking do it. Look, man, somebody's got to work in the fields. Somebody's got to work at Burger King. That's why we've got Mexicans. That's why we've got white trash. It's just the way it is. All these little fucking college boys are like, oh my god, and we're going to sit around and drink our espressos and our lattes. Did I say that right? I said espresso, okay? So don't send me hate mail on how to correctly pronounce coffee products. We're going to sit around and we're going to talk about how awful it is that there's immigrants here. Oh my god. It's so horrible that there's immigrants here. And California would be so much better without them. No, it wouldn't. It would be fucking awful. It would be a fucking vast wasteland of pasty white people with shitty food. That's what California would be. White people have shitty food and we're no fun. Immigrants add flavor and flavor is good. Fuck off, people. Besides, Latino women are hot. Piss off.
This looks more like a documentary than a movie.
So then there was an actual time when all the Mexicans vanished?
Man,
so was it like a mock?
It's like showing, like, you know, the weed, the grass blower and stuff.
Yeah.
Just sitting on the ground blowing by itself in a circle.
Was it like an M. Night Shyamalan flick?
Like a lawnmower's just
what
going
the
down
twist?
The road. Lawnmower's going down the road by itself with nobody driving it.
Nice.
Hitting cars. All these dirty dishes and crap in the sinks behind, you know, in restaurants.
Misa Casey, you're out of Windex.
Oh, that's the dude, too. That's the dude in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently that's Jose's favorite movie. No, I get pissed off whenever.
This is a warning sign. He put up a warning sign. It's not a.
Yeah, I know, because he's gone for a week.
Shit.
Yeah, we're out of Mexican for a whole week. We're fucked. I mean, we still got Zeke on night crew, so we're not that bad. We still got our fucking enchilada hookup. Enchilada. But no, I'm serious. I think it would be horrible if all the fucking. If this was a white country. You know how fucking awful that would be?
You know, slowly the white people are just disappearing.
I hope so. White people suck. We do. We have shitty...
Lazy people. I know that.
We have shitty food. Crappy music. And there's nothing good about white people. What the fuck have we ever brought? Other than tyranny, disease, destruction, and will and grace. That's about it. And those all suck. Maybe Sex in the City, which I watch sometimes. It's not. It's okay. It's more like research. It's not a gay thing. I'm trying to figure out what women like. It's really hard.
I like to go fishing.
Really?
I'm just fishing.
Gonna throw that out there.
Yeah, I just went fishing. It completely takes my mind off of everything. That's where I'm at. When I'm fishing.
You get all Robert Redford, a river runs through it.
No, not quite like that.
Zen-ish.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Do you get all Native American when you go out there?
No.
Teach your son stuff? You're like, son, look at this. In the days before the white men, when our people freely roamed these hills and forests, we thought, gee, wouldn't it be fucking awesome if we put up some casinos? Because for some reason, when I do an impression of a Native American, I sound Canadian, eh? I don't know why that is.
Who's that cat?
It's kind of my default voice there.
Norm.
Like Norm. No, I sound like Cliff Clavin.
Cliff Clavin. Yeah.
Sound like Jesse. Well, you know, the Mayan people were stout people, eh? Because, you know.
I told you about my buddy that I was talking about going fishing with, right?
No.
I tried to talk him into going fishing. I like to take people fishing, too,
okay.
To experience it, because it's a great experience. Where I go fishing, it's the most ultimate thing to ever do is fish. And
extreme fishing challenge!
It'd make a great video.
We go naked.
Anyway, this dude must have been on drugs, because he begins to tell me his fishing story.
There I was with a crate full of hand grenades. And a 24 case of beer.
He says a boat pulls up to the shore and he's fishing, and he's looking at the dude like, why are you you're in a boat, man? Get out there in the lake and fish, dude. I'm fishing on shore. I don't have a boat. So I put a 30-pound weight on my, and he drove out in the middle of the lake. I put a 30-pound weight on my pole, and it was a big pole, one of the ocean poles, 30 pounds. And I casted that thing out 269 yards and hit him in the back of the head with it. Almost killed him, but it didn't.
So, at what point did you scream bullshit? Or did you just let him ramble?
I let him go.
What the fuck?
30 pounds?
Okay, 30 pounds. So, they make 30-pound fishing weights.
I don't think so. It's more like an anchor.
No, that's what I was going to say. I think they're fucking anchors. Those aren't fishing weights. That's an anchor.
What pole? I mean, even if it's a river pole, ocean pole, it's going to hold 30 pounds. 30 pounds. Jesus.
Well, the poles will hold 30 pounds of tension.
A fish, you could bring a 30-pound fish in, that pole's like leaning like this.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, it'll hold 30 pounds of tension. It won't fling it worth a shit.
Fling it, what, 269 yards?
Yeah, because a yard is what, three?
That's two football fields. A football field is 100 yards. 200 yards. That's a record for throwing any weight.
Dude. That's like Schwarzenegger in his heyday hucking a fucking 30-pound object.
You have to shoot it out of a cannon. And then, if it hits a guy in the head,
he's gonna die.
He's gonna go right through his head from that.
especially the velocity it'll have to reach to be able to travel that far.
So, no, I did not take him fishing.
I would have thrown the bullshit flag on that one.
Throw the little three-quarter ounce lure in the water. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I don't think you'll like my kind of fishing. It's not extreme fishing where we try and kill people with bowling balls tied to fucking ocean poles. That's basically, the guy said he threw a bowling ball. His bowling balls are what, 30 pounds? About 25 pounds?
Oh, Jesus. Holy crap. Yeah.
The guy tied a fucking bowling ball? Dude, I don't think
I think bowling balls are only 10 pounds, though. I mean, you know, 10, 15, 12 pounds. Come on. So 30 pounds.
It's like three bowling balls.
The bowling ball would have to be made out of lead.
Steel,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, what kind of a pole is going to lift that? I don't care. I've seen, like, on fishing boats out in the ocean where they have the crane.
Yeah.
That would probably be.
I think I would have thrown the bullshit flag on that one.
Bullshit gun.
No shit, just shoot him. Fucking liar. Bang. Don't you wish you could do that to more fucking people?
Yeah.
Just be walking around. Oh, speaking of fucking retarded people, where's my phone?
I got a question. Just a life in general question.
Yo.
Can you tell me how a cigarette lighter works? You know, you push it in and it pops out automatically. I understand it has something to do with heat. But there's something going on there that's just really...
Well, like a regular Bic lighter?
No, the cigarette lighter in a car, you push it in, and you just wait a second, and it pops out, and it's...
Well, it's the same as a toaster.
Toaster's on a timer, right?
Yeah.
Are these things on timers? I mean, it's just a little teeny cigarette lighter.
I think... You could probably look it up on the internet. I think it's just like...
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Make a whole program on how the cigarette lighter works.
The cigarette lighter in a car? I thought you meant like a Bic. But I'm going to show Donald a picture here because I think it's absolutely hilarious. Anybody who's never been to goddamn you cocksucking fucking phone. Anybody who's never been to peopleofwalmart.com. Really needs to go to that fucking site and look at some of the fucking retards. And then I will be uploading this to our Tumblr album. Okay, are you on the internet right now?
Yeah, I'm just stuck.
I need you to go to images.google.com.
Give me 10 minutes.
Does your computer suck that bad? Where's the good computer?
No, I got to run to the bathroom and take a leak. Images.google.com.
Images.google.com. I-M-A-G-E-S.
No, it's already on images. It already says that.
Okay, so I want you to type in...
Walmart?
No, Centauri.
Yes.
C-E-N. I'm probably going to spell this wrong. T-A-U-R-I.
Centauri costume pattern, Centaurus, Centaur drawing, Centaur legend.
Just... that's Centaur? No, we don't want Centaur. We want Centauri.
Got it. It's like a stars?
No, that's Alpha Centauri. God damn it. Type in Babylon 5. Actually, you know what? Hold on. Type in L-O-N-D-O space. Hit M. Now, has anything dropped down?
Nope. Londo M.
Nothing's dropped. M-O. L-O. R-I. Now hit enter.
Search. Did you mean Londo Maro?
Malari?
L-L-A-R-I?
Yes. Okay, do you see a picture?
No.
There's no picture coming up?
No. Can I just type in dick in a box?
No.
That was pretty funny.
Picture come up yet?
No.
What the fuck is your computer doing? What kind of piece of shit do you have? You should have had a computer. You should have had pictures like 10 minutes ago.
Here, you do.
Oh, it's because you're not in a Google search. You're in this fucking my web search thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. So we got this college in our town here, right?
Yes, Chico
they have,
State.
They have all these different fraternities. Here in our Orrville, we don't have a college, but they try to keep up the college thing because it's in the same county. And I drove by one the other day. It was a house, maybe a four-bedroom house that people were sharing. And up above the door, it said, Tapa Nu Kega.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Like,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what I've now, see how that took me like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You now have on your screen, anybody who's followed along and done the same thing, typed in
Londo
Mollari or Babylon 5. And anybody who knows what has watched Babylon 5 knows what I'm talking about. Okay. Do you see how that guy looks with the fucked up hair and whatnot? Yeah, this is what was walking around Walmart yesterday.
Oh, no shit. That dude's right out of...
Yeah, there's a fucking dude from the Centauri Republic. The Centauri Empire. Running around fucking Walmart.
That's a picture you took, or is that a picture that was on...
No, no, that's a picture I took. This dude, I've seen him in Walmart like four or five times.
Holy
crap. Yeah, look at that. Isn't that awesome? I'm going to put the picture up on the Tumblr
blog.
What's
his teeth look like?
I don't know. I couldn't get fucking close enough, dude. But,
awesome. You
yeah.
See him bred.
Ever so slightly. Jose is hanging out with his family in Tennessee. Yeah, dude. There's an ambassador from the Centauri Empire running around buying shit in the electronics section at Walmart. Londo's cousin, Bobo.
What do you have to shave the back of your head to
I don't know what the
effect?
Fuck was going on with his hair, dude. He knows how it translated down into fucking sideburns, too? I mean, oh, God. I'm serious. I'm gonna put that on there right now. I'm going to send it to our Tumblr.
You just shave. How's this?
I think it's like the fucked up pattern baldness. I don't even know, dude. Because like from a closer look, that dude's it's not shaved. He's got sporadic hair. I think he's just got like the radiation poisoning. I don't know. What the fuck? But I'm going to now send that picture to Tumblr. Our Tumblr blog.
Next to this one.
Taking the short bus, .tumblr.com. But I'm gonna send it there. Actually, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna put it side by side with Londo. Oh,
it's getting hot these days, huh?
It's getting hot in her. Yep, summer is officially around Ooh-wee. The corner. Hoo-wee! What is it? Just like a fucking Nelly remix here? What the fuck?
No, I just gotta take a leak.
So last show we talked about episode 15 on Funeral Douche. We talked Donald's pissing in a cup. We talked about interesting ways to die. If we knew that there was no, if we were going to die horribly in like 3 months, if we would wait patiently for that horrible death to come, or if we would do something fucked up and end our lives prematurely.
I was talking to my dad. He's in a veterans where they shoot the guns, the salute thing.
Oh, he 21-gun salute?
He mentioned that it's a common thing to put a dead person up or sitting up or at the bar with a drink in his hand for the wake.
Oh, no shit?
It's a common thing in, what is your heritage from?
Ireland?
Yeah. Over there.
Over there! Wow, I don't know shit about my old culture. How do you like that shit? That's yet another reason why white people suck. We don't know crap about our own culture. Moving on. But no, had a buddy of ours leave me a voicemail about what he would like to do in the event that he had some horribly incurable fucking illness.
Let's hear it.
And he wanted to prematurely end his life before it got terribly awful, and I'm gonna switch it over. It's probably gonna sound like shit. I don't know what's wrong with me today. It's because I don't have any monster. Because my fucking dealer ran out. You know how fucking horrible this is. Oh my god, I'm going through fucking withdrawals. Jesus Christ, I'm gonna go suck some dude's dick for a monster. Donald, put your pants back on. Wow, Donald just took off running like a shot. Holy crap, I think he had to pee horribly. He just left me here by myself. So I'm going to talk about Donald. Donald is, he's a special person. We like him. I think he should wear a helmet more for his own safety. But, you know, that's up to him. He gets to lead the kind of lifestyle that he wants to lead. He's a grown person. I don't want to say man. I don't want to you know, label him unduly. He can be whatever kind of grown person he wants to be while he's in there taking a piss as fast as he can, running back because he knows I'm saying some fucked up shit. And we're back.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow, you really did have to pee, didn't you?
Yeah, that was my cue. Whatever you said, I don't know.
That was the magic word to trigger your bladder?
Just to drop my pants, yeah.
Wow.
I had to go. I mean, I left a pee line all the way to
nice. The nice. But stop. Anyway, we were what we were talking about interesting ways to die, and my buddy called me and left me a message on how he'd like to go if he knew that he was going to die horribly in 6 months, and he decided to end his life now. It's probably going to sound shitty because of the rig that I'm using, but fuck you, I don't care.
Let's go.
Here we go.
What's up, Mike? It's Chad. Hey, I just had to let you know real quick. I was listening to your latest podcast, the Funeral Douche episode, and I wanted to let you know that the way that I would like to be killed, I think, would be, I think I'd want to go to the top of the Space Needle and take a shit off of it, and then try to beat it to the ground. That's all I'd want to get. So, food for thought. Later.
That's how Chad would like to go. Top of the Space Needle, take a crap, and try and beat it down. Thing is, I don't think you can beat it down.
Well, I don't know. The crap only weighs, what, maybe 2-3 pounds?
The thing is, though,
he weighs more, so he's going to catch up with it after he dumps it and jumps.
The thing is, you may catch up. You might catch up with it.
Let's see if he's just...
thing is, I don't think you can overtake it. Objects of different mass falling from equal heights travel at the same speed.
Terminal velocity.
Yeah, once you hit a terminal velocity, you cannot pass that. So objects of different mass falling from the same height travel at different speeds. You won't be able to pass it up. You might be able to catch up with it given a long enough drop. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not too smart in the ways of smartness. Okay. Yeah, if anybody else has any awesome suggestions on it... Here's the thing. If you had a terminal illness that was going to cause you to die a horribly awful, painful death in 6 months, and you knew the exact day when it was going to cause the horrible, awful, painful death, okay? And God told you it wasn't a sin to kill yourself. Let's throw that out there for all the fucking people that are like, well, suicide is a sin, and I don't want to do that. I'll just... slowly die. God sends you an email and says, look, it's cool. I'll allow this one because you're going to die fucking horribly and I don't want to see people suffer. How would you choose to go?
Well, I already know that Chad, he doesn't want to ruin his body. He doesn't want to splat. Really, he doesn't really want to splat on the ground because the apocalypse might come. And
yeah, know, nobody's ever seen a zombie puddle.
Scrape him up, I guess he could.
Yeah, because like one of us would have to be a zombie and have to put him in a wheelbarrow and we'd have to roll him around, chasing people around.
Come up with the shovel.
Yeah, just like, I think he's come back and play with my wheelbarrow zombie.
I guess after you're dead, it doesn't matter if you land on the shit or the shit lands on you, either way, anyway.
You're embedded.
It's going to stink.
And as soon as you land, you're probably going to evacuate the rest of your bowels. Horribly. But no, if anybody has some, I want to hear some morbidly awful fucking, like, I'm talking like, remember the game Mousetrap?
Yes.
Like some intricate shit like that, like, I want to get a bolt, like some Rube Goldberg fucking deaths, dude, like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a bucket, a bowling ball, a flamethrower, a couple of 2x4s, a mini putt-putt set, a cage full of rats, a couple of cockroaches, some cheese, and here's how I'm going to set up my own death.
So if you go through this maze of things, and you like beat it, and you don't win, you live another day.
Mm.
But you could just try it every day till the day that you don't.
That would be such a great... It'd be like a suicide machine in which winning it means you die at the end. And losing means you walk out unharmed.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Damn.
They should let people with terminal illnesses just do fucking die in fucking horribly fucked up manners. They should be like, welcome to the terminally ill day camp. Here's your wheelchair, and it's an all-terrain wheelchair, and here's your hand grenade. Have fun.
Dr. Kevorsky.
Kevorkian.
Kevorkian.
Yes. That's one thing I loved about Futurama. I don't know how much you've watched. This is suicide booths. God damn it, do I love suicide booths. You put it in the fucking quarter, and you pick how you want to die. Jesus, that would be awesome. Because then we wouldn't have any of this Terry Schiavo shit. If they want to die, just let them fucking die. If people want to die, let them die. It's not our business to fucking...
Well, no, we can't let them commit suicide because their soul will burn in everlasting hell. Blah, 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 blah.
I hope when you get to heaven, St. Peter smacks you and calls you a condescending fucking busybody, you fucking pricks. I don't know what it is. I get all indignant, man, when people start doing that shit. Like, you can't make decisions about yourself because it might offend Jesus. So, and, you know, God might ground you. You're going to have to do just, you're going to have to do what a book written by a bunch of other people tell you to do. And mostly, you know, that's give us 10% of your annual income. Don't kill yourself because then we won't get any money next year. And, dress your kids up in something sexy when you bring them to church. And, just keep on coming.
Come to this country and live because you'll be paying taxes and more people here. More taxes for the big fat guy sitting in the White House.
I'm not fat.
Wait, yeah, I am.
I don't have a White House, though. That's one thing I never liked is fucking tithing is so fucking stupid. Like mandatory tithing.
Tithing?
Tithing. 10% of your annual income goes to the church. I think that's fucking stupid. If people want to donate to the church, they can donate, whether it be time, money, or apple pies, or bake sales, or
personally,
whatnot.
I believe in the church of Monday Night Football.
Are you ready for some football? You know, people in the other room are trying to figure out what in the fuck is going on right now. The church
work.
Of Monday. I believe in the church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, actually. Actually, there's multiple churches there, Tim. There's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. There is also the Church of it's the Cult of the Mad Cow Ninja Strike Force. And the Church of Ed. I believe in the Church of Ed as well.
Special Ed?
No, not Special Ed. Just the Church of Ed. The more Ed you have in your name, the higher up the rankings you go. It was founded by a man named Edwards. And, yeah, I'm not fucking kidding, dude. Somebody named their kid Edwards the Third. And he started a church called the Church of Ed. And, you know, how much Ed you have in your name dictates your, you know, your ranking within the
Six
church.
Six Ed, that's up there. Six Ed. Edwards.
Edwards.
The third. Seven. Third, R-D. E-R-D.
No, that's not how you spelled it. Third. T-H-I-R-D.
Okay, never mind.
Watch, I just spelled it wrong, too, and everybody's going, you're both fucking idiots! It's a three and then an R-D. That's third, you fucking morons. That's how you spell it.
Damn.
I went to community college for 2 years. Third is a three and then an R-D.
Yeah, but you could say triad.
That's still with an A-I-D. There's no E-D.
That was close, though. That was real close. It's got the E-D.
Triad?
Triad.
We could do that one. That would be even closer. Just make a whole new word. Triad. It's three eds. That's what triad means. Look it up. Buy a dictionary, fuckhole. I'm edumacated. I know this kind of shit.
Google it.
Google it, mother. Why didn't you fuck Google?
What's happening on the computer?
There's a little line going by with some blue squigglies every time we talk. That's pretty much what's going on the computer right now.
Oh.
By what's going on the computer, you mean...
World.
Oh, world. Some dude shot himself in the groin. Another dude tweeted for toilet paper to stop the bleeding of the groin dude. And the and some Virginia lawmaker thinks that retarded kids are caused by abortions. Actually, I'm pretty sure retarded kids are fixed by abortions. Actually, there's another thing. I forget where it was.
They can test.
They can test to see if your kid's retarded. Now, I forget where it is, but doctors... I don't know if it's a federal thing or a state thing. Doctors no longer have to tell you if you have a retarded or like a fucking malformed fetus.
They don't have to tell you.
They don't have to tell you. Because
but you can ask for
it. No, they can just go, they can lie.
Surprise.
They can just go, I can't tell anything. Because that might lead to you getting an abortion. And because we don't have enough fuckholes on this planet, we can't allow that abortion shit, now can we? See, I don't agree with abortion.
You just agree with the bombs that people make.
I agree with less people. I would like to see less abortions and more responsible fucking people when it comes to having sex?
If they blow up the abortion clinic, then they can't have an abortion.
Yeah, better yet, if they blow up the fucking trailer park, nobody will need an abortion. So why don't they just start at the fucking source? Strap some dynamite to Billy Bob's junk and blow the shit out of that.
Yeah, but next they'll be saying my house is like that because their houses are 10 times bigger. Your house is not a mansion. It's the next trailer park.
Oh, next trailer park? I'm serious. Why are we blowing up?
First it'll be apartments.
Why don't we try putting abortion doctors out of work? Why don't we try blowing up trailer parks? You know, just wait until there's another fucking Larry the Cable Guy movie and nuke the fucking theater.
Well, there goes Orville now.
Yeah, and then we'll have a lot less abortions. And that's the thing, they're non-discriminatory. God damn it! They don't discriminate. With the pistet. With pisnishi, with green gravy, okay? That's what it's with. It's with fucking green gravy. They don't discriminate when it comes to, like, somebody wanting to get an abortion because they were fucking raped by their daddy. And they got pregnant, and they don't want to have a fucking three-eyed hell spawn.
Or walk around in Walmart with a...
with a fucking, looking like you're from fucking Alpha Centauri. Yeah, they don't discriminate against shit like that. Abortion is evil, is evil, is evil. So if you're fucking raped...
By the way, that dude used to live in Orville.
Did he? Don't tell me you recognize that dude. Do you?
Yeah, there's like three brothers. They all look the same.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Oh my god! Do you have an address? Jesus Christ.
No, but they live in the trailer park.
Oh my god. Nuke it! Nuke it! Nuke it now! Nuke it quickly! I'm serious, man. Fuck him. Fuck abortion. Try... You know, and... This teaching abstinence only shit is bullshit. Teach safe sex, dude. Show kids how to put on motherfucking condoms. Shit like that. Or, you know what? Fuck it. Just straight out lie to them.
It's okay to be gay.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
That's the ultimate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be gay.
Or, just fucking... That would be the ultimate sex ed teacher right there. Just get all the girls aside and go, look, you're not going to want to get pregnant and fuck up your future. So you're going to want to take it in the ass a lot. Go ahead and let him put it in your butt. Because it'll save you... It'll hurt less in the long run if you just let him stick it in your ass. And, you know, that way you won't have a kid and you won't have to pay bills.
I haven't mentioned any names. I know a girl that's... That's why she hasn't had kids yet.
That, is that her philosophy? I don't have children. I ain't got no children because I like it in the butt.
Taking it in the wrong hole, girl.
Wow. Now, does she like it in the ass or is her man just fucking like
I'm sure he likes it.
Horrible depth perception and he keeps missing the correct hole?
I have no clue.
Wow. But no, I'm serious. They should start championing fucking...
Championing.
It's a word. Fuck you.
Championing.
Yeah, to champion something. To promote and or propagate the idea of. Look at me. Oh, Webster and shit. Not Webster like the little black kid, but Webster like the book. The dictionary. I only like the word dictionary because it has the word
podcasts.
Dick in it.
They could just go and make podcasts. Right now, you know, I could be having sex right now.
Well, who says we can't do both? Wow, wow, wow.
All right, I just got that one. Hurry, somebody. Help.
I need somebody. This is the singing podcast. What the shit is wrong with us? Oh, my God. But no, I'm stuck on this fucking abortion thing because it bugs the shit out of me because people are slaughtering abortion doctors. And these anti-abortion fuckers are acting like assholes. Dude, just then stop tying the teacher's hands. Let us teach fucking safe sex and fucking shit like that. Give every kid sex robots.
We should send all our kids to another country and tell them to have all the kids in the
We'll breed them out. What are we taking over Scotland or something? What the fuck?
That sounds like a good country, yeah.
Well, it's like, fuck, we've got way too many retards on this planet. Who's gonna care if somebody gets falcon punch and they fucking lose a few? I ain't... It's so abortion's a sin. It's so sin. And you know what's a sin? 90,000 fucking people born every 15 seconds. That's an actual number. I memorized it. I swear to God I did. I read it somewhere on the thing.
Is that like a 30-pound weight?
Yes. Yes! 90,000 people born every 15 seconds.
15
and
seconds.
Every, you know, every one of them.
Well, that's the whole thing.
But it's just fucking... We're running out of room here, people. Pretty soon we're going to be, you know, it's going to be like shoulder to shoulder. Like, this country sucks.
But we're short here at work.
Yeah, cause that's just because they won't let us hire anybody.
All those people being born,
yeah, our rate of birth versus our rate of death is a little askew. So we're ended up with more motherfuckers than we need to have. So, and if they don't want abortion, then I suggest either A, yes, somebody put it in somebody else's butt. B, no, pretty much A. I think I would just go with A, because there's no way you're going to stop them from having sex. You know what I'm saying? And birth control isn't foolproof. I don't care what anybody says. Birth control is not foolproof. Condoms break. Forget to take pills. Blah, 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 blah. You know, because, you know, there is that human element to birth control. So it is not foolproof. Okay? I'm pretty sure throughout time, any woman who's gotten blasted in the ass and gotten pregnant, I think that would have been documented. And I haven't read any stories about butt babies recently. So I'm pretty sure that's the foolproof method. I mean, like, it's either like, don't fuck anything, or don't put shit near your cooter. Like, no, that's the no-no zone. You know what I'm saying?
Just resort to animals. If that's illegal.
Yeah, see, if they would just let us fuck donkeys, then we wouldn't have this problem. I mean, donkey probably doesn't mind. I mean, and if they do, they'll probably just fucking donkey kick you in the balls when you sneak up behind them. I mean, they probably got a pretty good defense mechanism. They just, hey, motherfucker! Boom! Catch a hoof in the nutsack? You ain't gonna be doing that again anytime soon. Fuck them. But no, it's just, they don't want to fucking allow abortion, and I completely understand, because, you know, it is a human life. But, you know, the thing is, we're going to end up over fucking crowded if we don't do something. So if you guys ain't cool on abortion, then let's come up with a better system. Fucking work with us to find a better system. Instead of just blowing up fucking abortion clinics. It's either A, ass sex, hand jobs, or oral sex. B, teach better safe sex methods in school. Or C, blow up fucking trailer parks.
What about the sex doll thing, man?
See, that's what I was saying earlier. Fucking sex dolls, man. They've gotten so goddamn advanced that if you just pass it out in, like, junior high, like, welcome to your sex ed class. This is where you receive your sex doll that should hopefully last throughout high school, or just keep it until you get married. And then you got to turn it back in, and it's washed out and fucking, you know, pressure washed and hosed down, and then put back into the system for some other kid to use.
And to replenish the batteries in it, you can sell the semen inside of it to what country?
Oh, actually, I was just thinking about talking about that. Apparently, Australia has made the stupidest law ever. The law now in Australia states that you have to leave contact information when you donate sperm. So guess what guys aren't doing anymore in Australia?
I don't know, but I know what they are doing.
They're not donating sperm. Because...
Well, I am.
Well, not in Australia.
Yeah, my name's Mike.
Yeah, my name's Mike Casey. Here is my social security number and my driver's license. That's an old picture. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just let the kid contact me all he wants when he turns 18. So, can I sell you this shit by the vat or what? You gonna make like a little army? Okay.
Wait.
By the way, my name's Mike. You got that right, Mike? Mike Casey. Okay, cool. But no, apparently, American jizz is going for like fucking $700 a vial in Australia. People are coming over here and getting American jizz for like $700 a fucking vial. Because
why?
because nobody in Australia is donating because
they
make them leave their contact information so when the kid turns 18, they can contact you. And who the fuck wants to have an 18-year-old show up out of the blue?
But, I mean, is there a shortage of it or something?
Yeah, people aren't donating.
And they need it to go to the doctor and say, here, put this in with the turkey baster. And
yeah, I don't think they use a turkey baster. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, nobody's donating fucking jizz.
And the doctor there knocks him out.
Knocks who out?
The patient. Whoever they're going to get pregnant.
I don't know how they do it. I've never seen a video. I'm pretty sure there's some fetish porn videos about that kind of shit.
And they're like, American, wash it down the drain.
Yeah, no shit. I'll take care of this one myself. Wow, wow, wow. What the fuck's going on? Is that Marvin Gaye? Husband's waiting in the fucking, nervously in the waiting room, like, we can't get pregnant. I hope this works. Is that Marvin Gaye? Playing on the intercom? What the fuck's going on? Like, they're Australian. What the fuck's going on, eh? G'day. I'm here to get my wife pregnant. What jar do you want me to spooge in? Wow, wow, wow. That's going to be my fucking theme song for the whole day, dude. Let's get it on.
What's the theme song for two people walking down the beach?
Oh, the lowered expectations thing?
Lowered expectations.
Lowered expectations. What are we talking about on this podcast? We're just rambling, dude. I've got cold sweats from not having any Monster.
Oh, it's just hot in here. Dude, it's hot. We're not in our normal place where there's air coming in.
Yeah, we have no ventilation, and I keep opening my mouth and letting hot air out. So, yeah.
There is an air conditioner here somewhere.
No, there isn't.
No, I came in here and it was pretty cooled off.
No, it's because I farted that day.
I think you fart that cold.
No, I fart Freon. You didn't know that? It's an Irish thing. We fart Freon. Wow.
Where's the bullshit flag?
We need to make and sell bullshit. That's it. We've just copyrighted that. We're going to make and sell our own brand of... It's going to be Mike and Don's Taking the Short Bus Mailroom Mafia bullshit flag. It's going to be a little orange flag that says bullshit on it. Whenever somebody says something, it's going to have a little like sandbag weight on it, and you can chuck it at their face.
I just put it in a box and it pops up.
What, like a boner? Bang! What the fuck was that? Bullshit? No, fuck you, bullshit! How many fights that one fucking cause in a bar? Just install them at the fucking counter at the bar, because that's where you get the most of that shit right there, is at the bar, dude. Just install buttons right there, so when somebody's talking shit, you just go... Fucking light up the bullshit flag. They get hosed by the bartender with the seltzer. How many fucking fights that would cause? Oh my god. Dude, we've been talking for an hour and 16 minutes. An hour and 16 minutes, and we have said nothing at all funny, useful, or relevant. Other than Twitter will get you toilet paper, shooting yourself in the ball sack will get you probation. And Virginia lawmakers can suck my ass.
He did not get robbed when he shot himself.
No. Work. He said he was... Yeah. Apparently holding your junk hostage and then following through on the threat to blow it away detours muggers. Okay. Yeah.
Songs that...
Yeah, mislabeled lyrics. Yeah. Douche. I do have to say I've started watching that show, Sanctuary. Fuck you, Chad. Fucking Chad's been trying to get me to watch it for a while now. I finally caved because I'm running out of TV shows. Fuck you. Now I've got 5 seasons to catch up on because my OCD knows no bounds. I gotta go get the t-shirts and the DVDs and the extras and the behind-the-scenes shit.
What's your name, that other one?
Did I say Sanctuary?
Yeah, you did.
I meant Supernatural. Sorry, I had Sanctuary on the brain. That's another one I'm downloading, is Sanctuary. Because it's got Amanda Tapping in it. You know who Amanda Tapping is, right?
No.
Lieutenant Colonel Samantha Carter from Stargate. Oh, nice. Yeah, Amanda Tapping that ass. Yeah. That's a slight nerd fantasy of mine. What's up, nerd fantasies? You wanna fucking hear every nerd butthole pucker right now? Dude, I talked my wife into wearing lingerie and playing Super Mario Brothers with me. Haha. Suck it. Yeah.
I was shopping in Walmart the other day and my girlfriend held up 2 different sets of panties with Mickey Mouse on each one. She goes, "What panties would you like me to get?"
with Mickey Mouse. I'm like, wow, which one makes me feel like more of a pedophile? Let me see.
No. Yeah, speaking of pedophile, that's why I told her. Well, sort of. No, don't get those. I don't like those.
Yeah, don't get
them. And I explained to her why.
They look like little girls' underwear?
I went out with an older lady one time. Real thin. She had a short dress on. And, you know, I came down to it. I lifted her dress up and looked at her panties, and I thought, oh, my God, Mickey Mouse. Wonder if they belong to her kids or something.
Ouch!
I don't think so.
And I'm done. Hard on. Gone. Yeah. Check. Please. I'm out. Fuck that.
Mickey Mouse doesn't work for me.
Really? That's probably a good thing. I don't know, man, but them Hannah Montana panties. Them suckers are hot, and they smell good, too. I was in Walmart sniffing them.
Oh, Jesus. She's 18 now.
What, Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Is she? Man, I'm going to get her and the fucking Olsen twins. Yeah! Especially that cracked-out Olsen twin. It's the only way you can tell them apart now. One of them's normal-looking, and the other one looks like a fucking tweaker. Hey, look, there's the tweaker Olsen twin. I actually don't know your name. You're one of the Olsen twins. You're tweaker Olsen, and you're not tweaker Olsen. That's how I tell them apart. Stop hanging out with Dave Coulier. He keeps giving you drugs. You know, we've been talking for almost an hour and a half here.
Yeah, it's time to say goodbye.
Let's get it on. I don't know, we have anything else to talk about? Talked about anal sex being a good deterrent to abortion? I'm running for president, and that's going to be my platform. I'm going to get rid of abortion by making anal sex mandatory. Vaginal sex is not allowed. We have the new vag block. It's like a little fucking vaginal plug thingy with the fucking lock and key mechanism.
I just want to hear one more story before you sign off.
Okay. Well, little Jimmy, one time, land far, far away, there were two bears.
Wait a minute.
Cornholed the other one with a fucking corn cob.
You told me when you were in high school that you ran a marathon.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
And you won.
No, I didn't.
You were overweight.
No, I didn't.
And you ran and ran and ran. You beat everybody because they made fun of you all year long and shit.
That was a movie you watched.
No, you were telling me that. Okay, so I said, well, how did you do it, Mike? This is crazy. How did you do it? You said, well, as I was running, the only thought that went through my mind was Karate Kid.
Oh, Jesus, did I tell you that? What did I, oh, my
yes.
Fucking.
Yes.
Oh, shit, I didn't tell you that. Why are you snooping into my... No, I didn't win a marathon. We were running. It was... Wow. Where the fuck did you hear that? How long ago did I tell you that?
How does that story go?
No, this was fucking... This is for all the friends of mine that... fucking know me from back when I lived up in Lake Elmanor. Holy shit. We were just doing laps in gym class. It was raining outside, so we had to do it inside. And the only way I could keep from dying, because I was such a fat bastard, was I just found something to focus my mind on and just focused on that and ignored the running part. And for some reason, I focused on saying wax on, wax off. And, like, moving my hands in the little fucking pattern as I'm jogging around the gym. And, like, everybody started making fun of me. And actually, I believe the teacher was, like, figured out what I was doing and told them all to shut up. Because that's the only thing I could do to keep from fucking dying. Because if I paid attention to my legs at all, I would have fucking died. Yeah. I fucking, like, I had to, like, completely ignore the pain of going three whole laps in a gym. Being fat.
Pre-lapse inside.
It was fucking awful. Some worst fucking worst.
Out loud?
Yes.
Wax on.
Worst 5 minutes of my life it was. It's fucking horrendous.
5 minutes. anyway, the new Karate Kid come out. It's coming out.
Oh, no shit? They're remaking the Karate Kid?
Yeah. And the thing was, I was watching a commercial, and he's trying to teach him Kung Fu.
Your kung fu suck. My kung fu better. Now we fight.
He goes, I'll show you how to do it. He goes, first, take your jacket off.
Now take your pants off.
Takes the jacket off, throws it down. He goes, put your jacket on. He goes, what? So he picks it up, puts it on. Take your jacket off. Takes it off. Put your jacket on. He's going, what the hell? Jacket on. Jacket off.
Oh, Jesus.
Jacket on. Jacket off. Yeah, I swear to God, that's in the movie.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
He keeps telling him to jack it off?
Yes. And it's on a commercial on TV, too. That part. Jack it on. Jack it off. I don't know how that part relates to prodding kung fu and...
Maybe just jerk it off. Maybe
jack it
you
off.
Just...
Jack it on. Jack it off. But I think it's related to that part where wax on, wax off. Because when you said you were saying wax off, I'm thinking, wow, God, wax off. Wax off, wax on, wax off.
Wax on, jerk off. Wax That's on. Still better than jack it off.
Wax off. Now it's the jacket.
Put your jacket on. Jacket. Now come over here and jack it off. I like it when you wear a jacket. When you jack it off. Mr. Miyagi say, jack it off. Wow. They actually, right. actually say that shit in the movie? They say he tells him to jack it off. Now jack it off.
You're not going to throw the bullshit flag in there.
I know, but I'm going to go home and okay. I may go home and look and okay. then come back
it
and throw
be,
the...
It should be on there. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check because what the fuck?
That's funny, huh?
Jack it off?
Yes.
And no, that has they that has to be a jerk-off joke.
It's a fucking wax-off joke.
Yeah, but how could wax they not off. Watch that and go, oh, seriously? Jack it, you're gonna, that's the fucking line? That's the trailer we're going with is jack it off? Seriously, folks? What, I mean, whatever, but really? That's the trailer we're going to go with is jack it off? All right, whatever.
All right. That's a movie I got to see.
Actually, I'm not too stoked. I like the original Karate Kid. I'm a purist.
This one looks really good. Looks
I'm happy to... I hope they're moving forward with the Goonies project, though. I'm really looking forward to that. It's not a remake of the Goonies. It's supposed to be them all grown up, and their kids go on an adventure. Because I want to really, really, really want to see the bitch
the Goonies,
that would...
Yeah,
I want to see the bitch that got together with Mouth. You remember Mouth? Fucking yeah, Corey Feldman? Because I'm pretty sure he's gay. Like, the character Mouth has got to be gay. I'm pretty sure when he grew up, he was in a bar somewhere and
Did
got
one
drunk.
Corys, one of the Corys died.
Right? Corey Haim, yes. Yeah. Corey Haim. Star of such great films as The Lost Boys and... I can't think of any Lost Boys. And that show, The Corys, the Two Corys, whatever the fuck it was. Clean, sober, and back on track. The fucking Corys. So, at 26 minutes and 24 seconds, I believe that would be the end of the short bus ride.
Later, guys.
Have fun. Sorry we yammered on and yammered on and yammered on. Yammered on and yammered on and yammered 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 and
Mister, told me I got what it takes. She said I'll turn you on, son, into something strong. Play the song with the foggy break. Engo God Mozart was checking out the weather chart, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night, in the dark with the monsters, the adolescent pumps.
through the night.